T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This hour is being brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto, online at CarX.com. Ray, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
I don't like that as someone who loves the White Sox, that I feel that them being embarrassed nationally is important. I don't like what that says about me. I don't like the space that that occupies in my brain. But Thursday, to me, was significant. And the reason that it was significant was because it wasn't just the guy in the Flash t-shirt who hosts the sports radio show on The Score. It wasn't just, oh, well, you know that Bernstein, he's always angry. It wasn't, oh, well, those columnists in Chicago, they've always got the daggers out for you. It wasn't that. It was baseball at large laughing at the White Sox going, what are y'all doing over there?
Tony! What are you doing?
Wow. Man. Tony, what are you doing? I heard that.
Make me a bicycle clown.
Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. We've got some stuff that we got to do. We're going to talk with Mark Grody in about 20 minutes. Looking forward to that. Russ Dorsey will be on the show around 1 o'clock. We'll talk about what's going on with the Cubs with him. But when we come back, I had a moment last night where how bad of a person I am came out. And I would like to offer to you that you might be a bad person too. You might be a bad fish too. I'll share what I mean. I promise it's worth your time. It's next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
So last night, I'm sitting around watching the White Sox take care of business against the Tigers and sweltering because my AC has been in and out. Luckily, the people over at Four Seasons are going to take care of that today, and I am very much looking forward to it. But I'm watching the White Sox game, and I see the alert that there's a no-hitter in progress with Miles Michaelis. And so I flip over and I'm like, oh, all right, you know, it's always good to watch baseball history. And so I'll watch it because I'm a big baseball fan. And it's always cool to see how those things play out. Usually there's at least one great play that ends up saving it, that sort of thing. There's an energy because it's happening in St. Louis and all this stuff. So I turned over to see if Michaelis could finish this thing off, and he was down to one strike. And then
Waino has been in these spots before, deep into a game, but never this close.
Well, he knows what Miles feels like right now. This is where you dig deep. All the training, all the work for this right here.
The 2-2 pitch. Fly ball into center. Banner going back, 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 over his head. It's a clean hit. It's a ground rule double. And Cal Mitchell breaks up the no-hitter as the Pirates were down to their final strike. Oh, so close.
Oh, so close, KMOX. This is when I figured out that I was a bad person. But let me explain, please. I laughed heartily about him losing the no-hitter. Now, I'm usually not the Schadenfreude-type dude. But I laughed. And let me tell you, sir, why. The reason that I laughed is what I was explaining to Dan and Layla. You ever have a friend that says you and another friend are exactly alike, and then you meet that person, you're like, this person's a clown. I don't have anything to do with this person. I'm upset that you think that I'm like that person. What must you think of me? This is where I've gotten with Cardinals fans. The idea of, hey, White Sox fans and Cardinals fans are kind of alike. You both hate the Cubs, don't you? And my reply to that is not really. No, I would like for the White Sox to beat them when they play, but otherwise they seem like nice people. So, but you and the Cardinals both hate them. No, I'm kind of with Cub fans on the whole Cardinal thing. So I found myself laughing last night. Now look, to be fair, I know some great Cardinals fans. I married one. I love Ronji. But that's about as far. Shout out to Michael Kim and Tyler. I've had work partners who are Cardinal fans. But I laughed.
And Banner going sure back, over his head. Oh, so close.
So close. You can take your birds on the bat and you can get out of here. And I wonder if there are other White Sox fans who feel the way that I do. Where people like, no, Cardinals fans, White Sox fans, that's the same thing. No, it's not, sir. It is not. And I think I probably came to this revelation once Tony La Russa became manager of the White Sox. And there was all the Cardinal stuff that came along with it. But I've been feeling this way for a while. And there's a part of me that's like Chicago over everything. But the other part is the reflection in the mirror. The funhouse reflection in the mirror of White Sox fans and Cardinal fans. If the thing that we have in common is, well, I really hate those Cub guys. Really hate them. I'd much more quickly break bread with my Northside brethren than you Cretans. And I mean that in a kind of a loving way. I even like your ballpark. I even like New Busch Stadium. But I'm not. Has this ever happened to you? Someone ever did that where they introduce you to someone and they're like, oh, you're just alike. And you're like, that person's a bag. That's how I feel about Cardinals fans.
Banner going back, over his head.
Oh, so close.
So, yes, last night, I imagine there were some White Sox fans who were secretly just kind of quietly being like, yeah, they got what they deserved. And doing the Predator handshake with their Cub fan friends. Like, quietly. Like, White Sox fans are kind of walking by. Like, imagine it like this. Here's the scene. White Sox fan walks by Cub fan and goes, hey, high five. And then just walks away. Because that's what it was for me. Am I alone? Just let me know via text or the chat. On Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Are you a White Sox fan that does not like being compared to Cardinals fans? Does this make me a hater? Yes, I openly admit that it makes me a hater. I just know how I felt, and I know how I felt in that moment, and I laughed.
Oh, so close.
So close. This texter says, you just lost a loyal listener. You know what? Fine. Get out of here. I'll replace you with Cub fans. What do you think about that? So, yes, that is a glimpse into my poisoned mind. We'll get some class on this show next because Mark Grody's going to join me. He's going to talk Bears next on The Score.
Oh, so close.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Bear down. Let's go.
That is Matt Eberflus, the head coach of your Chicago Bears. Before I get to Mark Grody, I am enjoying Cardinals fans who are mad at me. Cardinals fans that are like, yeah, I totally get it. And White Sox fans are like, yeah, I don't like them either. And I never knew why until you said something. Best fans in baseball. Take your bird on the bat. Anyway, Mark Grody is here. And, well, he's not here. He's actually at Halas Hall because the Bears have mandatory minicamp that's going on. So we thought that he would join us from the practice field. We could talk a little bit about the Bears. He joins me on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Groats, how are you?
Lawrence, I am doing great. I am watching practice right now, about an hour and 20 minutes into practice. The Bears are full team on field one. They had it separated onto two fields, and now conveniently enough, every single player is on the same field, and they are going through some full team drills right now, and just keeping an eye out for anything. And you might hear like a nice little breeze in the background, and that is very welcome because it's hot. It's hot, baby.
I can imagine that is the case of getting that cool breeze going through the Halas Hall practice fields is a necessary thing. Groats, catch us up. What's going on with Robert Quinn? Why is he not there?
We don't know exactly why Robert Quinn is not here. I guess one could surmise that this was not what he signed up for, that when Robert Quinn signed a deal with the Bears, that he was coming in here to, you know, essentially replace Leonard Floyd and to be teamed up with guys like Khalil Mack and Eddie Goldman and Bilal Nichols and the defense that was there for the Bears, none of which is here anymore. So I would think that you have a guy who is, I think there's a couple scenarios that Robert Quinn's agent is sort of running this and hoping for and wanting for some sort of trade to take place to see if there is a better scenario, a team that he can go to that is on the verge of winning, whatever the case may be in that regard. So I think that that's part of it. And I also think that there's probably, I don't know this for sure, but there's probably some good communication going on between the general manager, Ryan Poles, and Robert Quinn. And I always say that because it seems like there is a precedent for it when it comes to Ryan Poles, that he is very, like, open and in tune with the players, and he gets it. He understands it. Like with the Nick Foles thing, he understood that Nick Foles was not going to be part of this team eventually. So he said, "Hey, stay home. You don't need, you go on vacation with your family, and hopefully you'll end up on another team." Now, I don't know if it's not that simple with Robert Quinn, but I do think that Ryan Poles could be saying to Robert Quinn's people, "Hey, like, it's okay. You know, we're working on this. We'll see if we can come up with a scenario scenario in which, you know, which is good for both of us. And in the meantime, you don't need to come to the mini camp. But if something doesn't get done, we will expect you to arrive in, I almost said Bourbonnais, in training camp here in Lake Forest once that hits in late July and early August. So, you know, I think that one of those scenarios is probably right. But, you know, we have not been told exactly what is going on. And yesterday, Matt Eberflus, when we did ask him about it, he said that he preferred to let that be a conversation between Ryan Poles and Robert Quinn. So I bet there is some good communication going on. Knowing Robert Quinn a little bit, and just what I said with some of the precedents that Ryan Poles has set already, even Ryan Poles' communication, honestly, with Larry Ogunjobi throughout that whole thing, and that was a fail. There's no doubt about it. That sucked that that happened, that they weren't able to get that three technique in here. But there was a good conversation. There was, you know, a very personal conversation, a hard conversation that he had with Larry Ogunjobi, and he admitted, you know, that was obviously not an ideal scenario. So I've watched the way Ryan Poles has dealt with players, so my guess is that there's good communication going on.
I tend to agree with you, Groats. I feel like this is kind of a perfunctory professional thing that's happening, that everyone kind of gets it. Quinn doesn't want to be here, nor should he want to be at this point in his career, considering what the Bears are doing. And the Bears don't want to, like, make him out to be a villain in this. So I think you're right. I think that both sides can just kind of like, yeah, we're not going to work. Like, so let's figure out where the Bears can get the most impact from making a trade with Quinn, and Quinn can be happy on where he ends up playing his football next season.
Yeah, and there was no players that were like, I'll keep it with Eberflus. You know, he wasn't like, oh, we expect all of our players to be here. It's mandatory. Now, when pressed on it, he did say yesterday, he said this is not an excused absence. He said mandatory is mandatory. But you could tell, like, with, you know, being there and watching body language and seeing his expressions and answering the question, it wasn't like something he's angry about. And here's another tell. Like, Matt Eberflus yesterday in his press conference, he didn't wait for questions to be asked about Robert Quinn. He had it in his prepared statements. When coaches get up here, oftentimes they will start with a rundown of the day. Hey, we had a good practice today. This guy did this. This guy, really proud of these guys. And what he added to his monologue yesterday was, and look, hey, Robert Quinn was not here. I'm going to prefer to, essentially, this is paraphrase, I'm going to prefer to allow Ryan, or let Ryan Poles do the talking on this one. And he says he's had communication with him. So, yeah, I think it really comes down to everybody's being adults about this so far.
Yes.
I think, right? That's really what it comes down to. Everybody's being an adult.
I think you nailed it. So let's talk about what you deem interesting. When it comes to this stuff, Groats, you've been on the beat now. You get it. That this is the stuff it's gotta be reported, but I always keep wondering, like, what is the value of it? So as someone who's around it every day, what interests you with these mini camp practices?
Definitely the offensive line. Definitely, because it has been an ever-changing process. It's really the only, because I mean, we had the little moment with Jalen Johnson not being with the ones, and then that quickly changed. Like, everybody knows that Jalen Johnson is the best cornerback on this roster by far. But watching, like, and again today, I can say this because Matt Eberflus said that yesterday it would be the same scenario, that today I'm watching the ones right now, and again, I see Braxton Jones in there playing the left tackle position for the Bears, and over on the right side is Larry Borum, and Tevin Jenkins is working out with the number twos. So, you know, it makes for very interesting. And I'm actually, this is interesting. Well,
okay.
I can tell you this. This is interesting. I think I could tell you this.
I hope you can tell, because I don't want you to get in trouble.
Okay, you know what? I'll just say this in the name of keeping my credential. Like, what I'm watching right now, I am seeing another, and I will, I promise you I will report on this later when it's completely legal. I am seeing another offensive lineman, another rookie offensive lineman playing with the ones that is playing guard, because obviously there was an injury to the Bears yesterday in Dakota Dozier. So who's going to come on up? And I'm just let me just stare it down here, Lawrence. Yeah, it is a left guard playing a rookie playing with the ones right now. So it's hard to see. So I'm giving you news right now, Lawrence. This is hilarious. So I'm not going to say who it is. It's one of those four that was drafted. But and as soon as this practice ends, I will tweet it. I will tell you all about it.
I look forward to retweeting it.
Yes, please do. Please do. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Now.
All right. So wait. Let me get you out of here on a Justin Fields question.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Get me out of here. I'm being approached right now. I'm being approached. Lawrence, protect me. Send an adult. Send an adult immediately. I'm going into the forest right now. Please leave me alone. Don't hurt me.
What does Justin Fields want to get accomplished? And what has the team said about how he's doing in the beginning of year two, which kind of feels like the beginning of a year one?
Yeah, I mean, it's been interesting. You know, it's that we're getting little clues as to how they feel about Justin Fields, with the most prolific things being Matt Eberflus saying, "My God, he's got an arm. I love his deep ball. Love the way he throws that football deep." There's that, and then there is the much-discussed footwork that was as far as we got with Matt Eberflus yesterday. You know, we talked to Justin Fields yesterday as well, and it just sounds like to me that Justin Fields right now, he is just trying to learn an offense like everybody else on this team, as in he's not ready to say this is great and this is awesome and we're going to take off and I'm going to be a superstar. Right now there's a head down, I gotta study this playbook, I'm allowed to make mistakes. You know, he made a couple of interceptions yesterday and he wasn't happy about it. He made it very clear he wasn't happy, but there's this sort of head down, I'm learning this, I'll get back to you later. And that's almost the way Matt Eberflus has been. Like, hey, I'll give you a few nuggets here and there, but for the most part, let me get back to you later in terms of like what I really think of these guys, who's going to play where, who's going to start, who's not going to start, what's real and what's not. But and that's sort of what the vibe I'm getting from Justin Fields.
That works for me. Groats, good luck. Have a good time watching the rest of practice, and I hope that they don't come take you away.
Oh, my God. I just saw a deer. I'm going to go hang out with that deer in the forest here. So, all right, Lawrence, I'll talk to you later. Yeah,
that's Mark Grody. He covers the Bears for us. So, look, let me whiteboard this for people who may have jumped in the middle of that conversation and be like, why are they being so coy? You can't say stuff at Bears practices now. It's they feel like it's an NFL thing, but specifically a Bears thing. That's why Patrick Finley has to draw pictures at training camp practices. And I've seen that there's some other writers that are starting to do that too. So you can't, the rule as I know it is you can't talk about something that happens in practice until it is addressed by the Bears. Meaning, if Grote saw a different player playing a position, he can't say who that player is until he goes, "Hey, Matt Eberflus, we saw blah, blah, blah was playing blah, blah, blah. What made you do that?" And then after he gives you some milquetoast answer on it, you can then say that it happened. So I was laughing at the absurdity of it, and so was Groats, of him having to kind of tap dance his way around that rule. So my hope is that you enjoyed us laughing at the absurdity. That's what I was hoping. When we come back, what's up with the Cubs? How are you supposed to view them? I'll ask some big picture MLB questions of Russ Dorsey, and I might even get some basketball nuggets from him. That'll be next here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.